This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tessie is the royal root, his rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well this Tuesday morning, March 17th. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. Different times here, but we do have a respite, a little bit, just to talk some NFL. And Michael Lombardi joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. He's a Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. You know, Michael, for some of us, it was kind of nice to get a break from figure things out at home and with the family, with the coronavirus, to have a little NFL news in the background. I heard that you may have had a different opinion as to whether the NFL should have continued on with free agency. How do you feel about it now?
Well, I mean, they basically just, they eliminated bringing players in for a physical, which is was my biggest concern. How are we going to get players in? How are we going to have face-to-face meetings?
Right.
What are we going to be able to do? And they basically said, you know, stay in your office. No one can travel. No one can meet face-to-face. So, you know, they worked around it, and I think it has been a good thing for us to kind of distract us from the actual coronavirus and give us some talk about sports, which eventually we're going to get to at some point once we get through this, once we keep our distance and we break through this time in the next couple months.
Yeah. Isn't that an easy workaround, though? You just put in the contract pending he passes his physical.
It's already in the contract.
Right.
I mean, it's already there. But, you know, and you sign it and you're taking a leap of faith. I mean, you know, you're always concerned about some physical that comes up. I mean, last year we saw it with Anthony Barr at the Jets. I mean, he was supposed to sign with the Jets and he backed out the last minute, you know. And you're always worried about that. But I think, you know, in these situations, you know, you've got to be more flexible and you've got to be able to trust people at their word, especially when you're not going to be able to get in front of them and give them a physical. I mean, look, some guys, you know, every guy that plays in the league's got something wrong with them. Nobody's perfect. Nobody comes in as a clean physical. It's just how much you're managing and what you've got to deal with. Like, let's take Clowney, for example. I mean, Clowney rarely practices, right? He rarely practices. He wants a huge amount of money. He can't stay healthy for 16 games, doesn't practice. You sign him, man, you got to be scared about that physical. I mean, everybody will talk about it. The media will go crazy. Oh, they got Clowney. He's a great player. Great player, but he doesn't practice, and he's not healthy for 16 games. So how great is he?
Right.
Michael, with the pro days, I would assume a lot of these are canceled. I don't know how they would work these out. But let's just use Tua, for example. He was scheduled to throw on April 9th. All right, so another 3 weeks or so. Does that help him or hurt him? If guys can't come see him play?
Well, I think it hurts them, but I mean, at least if they'll film the video, you know, which I'm sure they will, you know, somebody will film it. There's enough distance between the film camera and that.
Right.
We could film them. And so that works out. I mean, look, it's all going to come down for Tua to the physical. Really, the workout's not going to be as important as the physical. Is he going to be okay? Some people say he's a mess And this is all subjective to the teams. Like, every team's going to be different on this. Some teams going to have them as a medical, some teams aren't. You know, remember when Reuben Foster came out, I reported he had a bad shoulder and he was dropping in the draft. Everybody said, no, 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 he's fine. He was had a bad shoulder. He dropped in the draft all the way down to San Francisco at 31. So, you know, I think you've got to be really concerned about the medical and what your doctors say, not what every doctor says.
Now, Michael, I've heard you talk about Tua to the Skins a couple times. I know you don't think it's a lock that they take him, and I don't think so either, but can you kind of share your opinions on where you think Rivera and that coaching staff feel about Dwayne, and do you think it's still a possibility? Like, what percentage chance would you put the Skins taking Tua to?
Well, I think they got to do their due diligence on him, because here's the last thing you want to have happen is you want to pass on a guy that can be a Pro Bowl player if, in fact, he is that. You know, you want to do your due diligence, and just because you drafted a quarterback last year doesn't mean you're happy with what your quarterback is this year. So I think they got to do their due diligence, and I think that they've got to feel really comfortable that Haskins can be the guy for the next 6, 7, 8 years. And will he mature? Will he increase his work ethic? Will he do the things necessary to be a great teammate, to be a leader? You know, that's the concern. If your quarterback isn't the leader of the team, it's hard for the coach. Mm-hmm. And look, Ron's done a good job. Cam has leadership skills down in Carolina, Cam Newton. Cam was very good. Cam was not going to run everybody's offense, and I think Ron did a great job of figuring what he could do effectively, and he was great at it, won MVP in the league. This is really about leadership. This is about where are we going and how much are you going to be committed to doing what's right for the team.
So let's talk about Brady here for a second and Belichick. You worked with Belichick. You know him very well. And, you know, some of these teams are signing quarterbacks, so it's kind of scratching them off the list of potential suitors. And who knows where Brady's head's at. But Tampa, I guess the report is they made a really nice offer to Brady, meaning Winston would go somewhere else. What do you think Belichick's backup plan would be? Is it Bridgewater? Is it Winston? Do you think he still wants Brady back? Where do you think his head's at?
Oh, I think his head's – look, he's got Jarrett Stidham. I think his head's always in the marketplace to find out what's going to be the value. Remember, Belichick's no different than Warren Buffett. He's looking at value. He's not paying top dollar for – you know, look, Marcus Mariota just got huge money. The guy couldn't even keep a starting job, and the Raiders just paid him significant money. Case Keenum's making $6 million a year as a backup quarterback. I mean, Belichick's going to find value somewhere. That's what he's more – that's what he's after. And then when he gets that value, much like Buffett, he's going to build the player back up and revamp the player in terms of taking him into his program, developing his skills within his team. So it's really – he's the reason they're so quiet in New England right now is because there's no value out there. Now you're overpaying. I mean, this is – free agency on the first day is no different for fans than going to the high-end grocery store and shopping down the middle of the aisle. I mean, the rule is stay on the app perimeter. Well, when you do free agency, you're buying toilet paper in aisle 5 at the high-end place. You're doubling how much you're overpaying by two or three times.
I can't even find toilet paper right now.
Yeah, we can't either in this little town I live in here. I live in a little beach town called Ocean City, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And people are coming down here like it's summertime. They take a vacation.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. The town's packed, and there's, you know, and the town's not used to being packed in March.
Isn't Ocean City a dry town?
Yeah, we are dry, but you can have as much food. Yeah, I mean, we'll celebrate St. Paddy's Day with social distancing here for sure.
Joined by Michael Lombardi, who's on the line on his radio.com and at Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Since we were talking about Tom Brady, the Patriots did lose a couple of defensive players who signed elsewhere in free agency. How big of a hit are their losses of those guys on D?
Well, I think Jamie Collins was really good for the beginning of the season. I think at the end of the year, he wasn't quite the same player, and I think their whole defense wasn't the same at the end of the year. They were dominant the first 8 weeks. Their offense was never very effective all through the year, but their defense was dominant early in the season, and I think they lost it. I mean, spend $10 million a year for Jamie Collins. I mean, Detroit's, I'm not sure what they do in terms of how they evaluate and how they make decisions, but God bless them. I mean, they can do it, and hopefully maybe they'll win, and Matt can keep his job, but I don't see it. You know, and then Kyle Van Noy is the guy that built, you know, we traded for, got it, gave up basically flop picks with Detroit, you know, a six for a six, and got Van Noy for nothing, built his career back up. Really good player. I think that Brian Flores knows what he's capable of doing. He's a move around rusher. He's not a fourth rusher. He's a fifth rusher. You bring him from different points, different spots, he's a more effective player. When his hand is in the dirt and just rushing from a down position like Detroit tried to,
sounds like we lost the connection there.
No, he's there, but maybe
I know he's there, but
let's try and get him back.
Maybe it went off his Bluetooth or something, or
that's actually scary that people are going to Ocean City, New Jersey, and packing.
Right, all right, we got Mike back.
Mike, you there? No, darn it, something happened,
Mikey.
Something happened, and we lost his.
Damn, I wanted to ask him about a couple things too.
Yeah, all right, just tell him thank you. It's all good. Good information. If a town is a dry town, that just means they don't sell it there, but you can bring your own from home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. But still a pain in the butt.
But that means bars and restaurants don't – is he still there?
No, I think they gave up. Yeah.
So that means if you go to, you know, a nice steakhouse.
Yeah, that would suck if you go to a restaurant and you can't have
They don't serve a nice bottle of wine? Is that
Yeah, I'd like a cocktail, but yeah.
I bet you can bring your bottle of wine and have a cork fee.
Oh, can you bring your own? Can I bring my own Jack?
I don't know. Well, in Virginia, you know, you can bring wine to a restaurant. They just cork it, and they charge you a cork fee, which, by the way, if you're a wine drinker, it's smart to do.
Well, how much is a cork fee?
Well, at Bonefish, it's $10. At other restaurants, it's $20 or $25.
That's kind of a lot, though. Bring your own wine.
No, think about it.
Yeah?
If they're selling wine, glasses of wine, for $9 to $10,
yeah,
why wouldn't you bring a bottle of wine? And you cork it for $20, and you get four glasses,
but you're still paying for your wine, too.
Yeah, but you're paying $20 bucks for a better bottle of wine.
But the markup at the restaurant is so outrageous.
Okay, that it's convinced me. It's worth it. Yeah. All right.
I mean, if you're a wine drinker.
Yeah, like they sell a bottle of wine for $50 that you can buy in a store for $15.
Correct.
I wish I liked wine. Like, wine to me, I don't – it's just nothing.
I know you don't like it.
It's not that I don't like it. It doesn't do anything for me. I haven't figured out how to pair it well
or
whatever.
But you don't really like beer either. You're a cocktails guy.
Yes. Because I like a little sweetness in my drink.
I like cocktails as much as the next guy, but when I'm having a certain meal, like an Italian meal or a steak, I do like a nice bottle of red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that you should always bring, if you have multiple wine drinkers and you're going out to dinner, always bring a bottle of wine and ask them if they'll cork it for you.
What do you drink? You drink a cab?
I'll drink anything. But I got
don't really care.
But I got some good bottles.
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
In Florida, he just drank and drank.
That's true.
And next thing you know, he was whipping out his Johnson and
his
fancy
dong, the breakers.
Right, fancy parking lot.
How long ago was that?
Like 2 weeks ago.
March 2nd, maybe?
That was this month.
I know. Yeah.
It seems like a lifetime ago.
I know.
Do you know how long the days go? I mean,
what's funny is you started talking about Corona probably in late February.
They have a video. I replayed the audio yesterday. It was eerie because everything I said is happening. It's crazy. It's not that I'm some seer. I just was paying attention.
No, you were on it. That was late February, and then you really got on it when we were down in Florida. Remember we were telling you we were tired of hearing about it?
You were sick of me because I was bringing my wipes everywhere.
Yeah. So that was March 1st and 2nd, and now here we are on the 17th.
Well, I tweeted when I first told you guys that I'm officially panicked. It was 3 weeks from yesterday, so whatever that date was. Uh-huh. And I retweeted the audio and I listened to it.
Yeah.
It was eerie. It was eerie. Every single thing happened.
Although I believe you were a little more doom and gloom in terms of the death side.
Maybe not on that particular segment. But I might have been at other points. Because at that point I was educated and I knew it was – you listen, I say it's elderly, it's all that. You
by
listen
that
to that segment.
A lot of us came around. But
you didn't listen to the segment.
No, I didn't.
3 weeks ago.
You were on it, but even you, there's no way you thought the PGA would cancel 10 events. I believe that the NHL season, NBA season, and they might just cancel the baseball season. They might as well.
What I'll admit to being surprised by is heading into July and August.
Right.
That's a little alarming. And what I'm scared about is reintroducing ourselves to our elderly family and friends.
Well, we'd have to talk to a doctor about that.
How are we going to do that?
Get a medical
expert. Do I have to get tested every time I want to see my mom? If there's an invisible virus that can kill them?
Get someone from the CDC on tomorrow or something.
Is the new world we live in, because it could cause you to panic, is the new world that we live in one where we could at any point have an invisible virus that could kill our most vulnerable people.
Hey, let me,
possibly.
I have some thoughts on the baseball season. I know we got to go to break. Can we get to it when we come back?
Sure.
We got nothing but time.
Nothing that I want to do.
We got months to talk about it, Jason.
Out. I would like to touch base with Cakes because Cakes was supposed to go to Spain next month to get his son. Mm-hmm. Spain, one of the biggest hot spots. I think it might be number four right now in terms of cases. That kind of changes in terms of the coronavirus. His son was able to fly back. Cakes had to deal with the airport. Saw Pauly Flicks. That, by the way, we were freaking out about AWOD going to New York. Cakes just went to an airport. You want to talk about carriers?
He probably has it.
Yeah, the thing is, I think I saw an estimation in France. So let's just use France as the same as us. I don't know where they are in this. I think they're a little ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
That they think France, based on their testing, see, no one's saying this here, they think 5 to 7% of the population has it in France.
Right.
I don't think they want to say that here because if 5% of the population has it here, that's 50. Is that 5 million people? Yeah, or what is it? 10% of...
Maybe 1.5 million? If you go with 300 million?
300 million. 10% is 3 million. That'd be 1.5 million.
Right.
So...
over a million people.
Yeah.
Would scare people. Well, look, the guy, the governor of Ohio says he believes 100,000 in Ohio.
I think that's an overestimation, but yeah. Because they're he based it on their testing rate, but they're testing people that are symptoms.
Right.
You know, so...
Anyway, I just feel like I'm in prison.
The whole world does, yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
And if you're watching us on TV, Eric and I are sharing the main studio.
Yeah.
This was mandated. A couple people have tweeted wondering why. This was mandated by our boss, social distancing, and Jason is in a different studio. If you're watching on NBCSportsWatching.com, I guess you can see it. He's in Grant and Danny's studio.
Yeah.
I heard that the camera maybe was only catching his hat. I don't know what the heck is going on.
Can they see you? I don't know. I think I've been able to see you at times.
If Jason moved to his left, he would be on camera.
Yeah, move to your left, Jay, because, you know, people are saying ghost Jason is freaking them out on TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can only pull this so far.
Yeah. He would have to change mics.
They can also adjust. We could eventually, if this is going to be the new normal for a while, we can adjust the cameras.
It's not going to be the new normal. It's going to be a one shot very soon. So everyone's just going to have to get used to just hearing the voices.
Jason looks like Robin Quivers.
If we're broadcasting from our houses or from various locations, we're not going to add our own video element. They don't want that. Because I have the ability to do that.
I know, but there's no one going to be working at NBC Sports Washington.
They're not
going
to have a full control room.
They don't need to switch it.
I'm surprised they're there now.
Maybe. I could switch it. I could do video switching. I did it years ago. Listen, there's ways around it. We did it. We used to stream our own show, and I did video switching. Anyway, okay.
By the way, I'm surprised that they have anybody working at NBC right now.
Today, I guess, is the last day.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. Drapp seems to know a lot of stuff, and he's just only he's holding back.
He's holding it in.
He's a partial suit. Remember?
I know.
He's a producer, but he's assistant program director.
Yeah, you've crossed the line now. Can't be trusted.
He's management.
You can no longer be trusted.
You just got to ask, Rick.
We're asking you right now.
Well, I'm not going to tell the whole D.C. area.
Why? They're going to find out eventually.
Because you guys are changing. Everything changes every 2 minutes around
here.
That's
true.
So there's no point in just divulging all the information. It could be different in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington this Tuesday morning, which is St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day in a quarantined world.
We have to correct ourselves. We had some MSNBC math going on there. That just shows you how easy it could happen. 10% of 300 is 30. 5% of that is 15. So it's not 1.5 million. It's 15 million. I let you lead me down that highway.
It was zero.
I know. So, I don't know. If 5% of the country already has the virus, that's a pretty scary number. It's just unbelievable what's happening around the world. It is unbelievable.
One will hope. I think it's going to be actually tough that as much as life is changing now and will change probably for a couple of months, this whole, so you know, if we just go by kind of, and I almost think that's the optimistic scenario.
That's optimistic.
July, August, whatever. That life will snap back to some normalcy, but it's going to be hard because businesses are going to go out of business. I actually, when I went for my walk yesterday in the neighborhood, there was one business which was about to open up. It is, and it's a place that I think you would like. It was basically, we all like Cinnabon, right? But it was like a vegan Cinnabon, and it was going to be called Cinnaholic. They just put the signage up. They had a sign that they were hiring. Now what? You know what I mean? You just invested. You probably signed a lease.
Oh, yeah.
You put all this money to put in the decor and everything. It's about to open, and boom, nothing.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. It's terrible for everybody. I can't even fathom it.
I thought about, you know, Mitt Romney supposedly said, you know, kind of going down the Andrew Yang highway, we'll give everybody $1,000. $1,000?
Well, just think about it. I was talking to a buddy yesterday because before I instituted the lockdown, we had one girl over with my 10-year-old to occupy her. They were, you know, on the trampoline, mostly outside. They were actually doing homework on the picnic table. He said, Mitt Romney wants to give every family
$1,000.
$1,000. Think about how...
How much would that be?
Well, no, but just think about how messed up it must be.
Was it family or person? I thought it was each person.
I thought it was
family. Each person, no.
Maybe
each person is his proposal.
So think about how bad it's going to be. If that's already coming out.
But also, $1,000.
I mean, it's a drop in the bucket, of course.
What is for an efficiency right here in the building next to us, and we're in downtown D.C., is probably $2,500.
I believe I heard them say didn't they say yesterday in the presser that they're not you're not allowed to evict someone during this crisis. I thought I heard that.
I'm sure they're looking
thought
at
I
things
heard
like
that
because you know supposedly 50%, might even be greater, of our country lives paycheck to paycheck.
That's unbelievable.
In fact, I believe even the families that make over $150,000 a year. Think about
does
this.
Not include you. We stopped saying that.
Families that make over $150,000 a year
now.
Combined live paycheck to paycheck.
I think Governor Hogan said yesterday that he's ordered the utility companies they cannot turn off power and water.
I think all that stuff is going to happen. So I think in that sense, it's still going to be a nightmare. But I don't think you're going to be, like, homeless.
Yeah, but think of it this way. Like, I know people who rely on rental income. My mom has a couple of rental properties. How does she get by? She gets rental income from these properties, and that helps. Well, if those people lose their jobs and can't pay her rent, what is she going to do? She doesn't have money coming in.
Yeah. No, that's
There's nothing positive.
Yeah, you could find a disaster everywhere.
You always say your mom or your dad maybe grew up in the Great Depression.
Both of them.
My dad, older, but he was in Italy, so he didn't live through the United States Great Depression. But there's a possibility that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, well, I
fully expect it.
That all of that is devastating and has real impact, no doubt. I'm more looking at it from just like personal contact. Like, I don't think we're going to be able to be reintroduced to older people until they come out with a vaccine. I think they're like 9 months to a year away from a vaccine. Have we ever? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know anything about viruses.
I think it depends on the testing and the treatment. So if you can test the elderly quicker and better, you know how in some countries they're checking people's temperature immediately?
Yes.
So if
not foolproof.
I understand it's not foolproof, but I'm saying if those type of things improve and the treatment improves, there may be a risk of passing it to somebody. But if it's treatable, like
that's why I've always said treatment is the answer.
Not elderly, but Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, for example, have gotten through this, apparently.
Well, they've been released from the hospital.
Right.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. So let's just assume.
And they're not 80, but they're in their 60s. They're not young either.
Correct. But let's just assume that what they're saying and the data seems to suggest that those of us that are reasonably healthy-ish, because nobody's perfectly healthy. Everyone's got something. But reasonably healthy-ish, you don't have a major underlying condition, that you'll get through it and you might not even notice it. If there's a hidden virus out there, has it ever, have we had this before? Because I'm not a virologist or I don't know anything of this. Has it ever happened before where we've had a hidden virus that we're knowingly transmitting to people? Like HIV was one, but that was through sexual
contact. And you don't know how to treat it?
No, and you don't even know if you're spreading it.
Right.
That's what's devastating about this one. So it's never going to be, we have zero cases of flu. That's never going to happen. There's always, like, I got the flu in the summer.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's never going to be zero cases of this. So we're always going to be potentially lethal to older people if we unwittingly pass this on. That is a conundrum I can't fix. I don't know how to solve that.
Well, yeah. Like JP said, there's got to be measures down the road put in place that will help.
Vaccine and treatments. But yeah. We could be so far away from that.
Yeah. Could be. But you're hoping that the aggressive nature of the virus has resulted in aggressive response. And hopefully with that aggressive response,
we're doing things at lightning speed,
like,
faster than
like
ever.
I said, I mean, they're like you said, testing somebody already in Washington. There's in Australia.
The first part of a many, many part
that.
Process.
But let's say in Australia, what they believe combats the coronavirus, which I think is a mixture of a malaria / HIV drug. Maybe they're combining them, old drugs. If that actually does put a dent into it.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know. My understanding from listening to all these experts say is just because they're doing a trial, there's like many trials that
Understood.
Have to be done.
Of course. I wouldn't want to
forget about the red tape.
I wouldn't want to be the guinea pig.
Well,
that's why these drug companies are worth billions. They should be doing it. No sleep.
I think they are.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
I think my understanding is
find something that will work.
The way they broke down the sort of the DNA of this, the ID did or whatever, world record time. They've never seen anything like it. Well, 17 days or whatever. Boom.
It's a combination. You know, if you're somebody that believes in the greater good, you think, well, companies are doing their part and doing their best. And there's a lot of that. Mm. There's a lot of good in humans. But there's also the capitalistic perspective where if you're a company and you do develop the vaccine, what do you think is going to happen to your worth?
Well, of course.
Goes hand in hand. So there are... You know, there's monetary incentive and there's do the greater good.
They're going to solve it. It's just not going to happen on the time frame that we realize yet. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Yeah.
People don't like their world turned upside down.
Did you see the Mel Brooks video with he and his son? Is his son famous? Is Mel Brooks' son famous? Drab, do you
know anything about
him? Mel Brooks' son famous?
Is that Albert Brooks?
I don't know.
Are Albert Brooks and Mel Brooks brothers?
No, I don't. You know, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn because I don't know anything. But did you see the viral
They're
video?
Both funny.
Where the son is just went to his, and he's explaining to people, please stay in, you know, because this is the relationship he has with dad. His dad's on the other side of the sliding glass door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he's seeing his dad.
Right.
It's sobering stuff.
Did
man.
Not see that.
Yeah. All right, let me see.
How old is Mel Brooks? Oh, 93.
Yeah. They say if you're over 80, you got a 1 in 5 if you get this of ending up in intensive care. Well, 1 in 5 shot.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but again, out of Italy's first approximately 1,000 deaths, only 2 were for people below 50.
Yeah.
But if you were over 80, the fatality rate there in Italy of that first about 1,000 deaths was around 17%.
Right. And it's not even that. Like, that's horrific. But then it's probably another 50%, you know, they're in the hospital. Like,
yes.
And that's the whole thing.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Carl, Pennsylvania. Carl, what's up?
Hey, EB, I got some light at the end of the tunnel for you.
Give it to me. I need it.
You're going to need it. It's the best news you're going to get in a long time. So I got something for you to do in your spare time. Is if you got any like broken air conditioners, refrigerators, now is a great time to start scrapping your metal, because upon mere body contact with copper or brass, within 4 minutes, it kills the flu, the N1, the coronavirus.
So you want me to just within, work with copper all day so I don't get the virus?
Yeah, just get take to the demo
a bath
business.
In it. No, yeah, can't
can't I just stay in my house and not get it?
Where did you hear this? Is this well-researched?
You can Google it.
It's
within 4 minutes, it did.
Who cares?
Cooper?
That's if you have it on your... So hold on. So you're suggesting if I knowingly have it on my fingers, which no one ever knows because it's invisible, I go play with copper for 4 minutes, and then that'll solve it.
Go play the trumpet. Go pretend like you're a master trumpet player for 5 minutes a day. And trumpet players will never get it. Google it. Copper destroys the flu.
All right, but then I put the trumpet down, and then I go touch the infected elevator button. Unless I pick up the trumpet again immediately, I'm going to get it. Right? You understand there's flaws in your logic.
No, it destroys the inner nucleus of these viruses, copper.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Maybe I have to Google it.
Get on over it.
Maybe I have to Google it, because the way I don't understand it. I don't think. Are you with me, Valdez? I don't understand it.
I don't understand it, but it sounds like a snake oil salesman.
Right.
It does.
Because there's a lot of people that talk about you should be drinking silver or bathing in silver too.
What was that, Jim Baker?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, crazy.
So I don't know.
Who knows what to believe? I'm on fastcompany.com and it says copper does kill corona.
I'm sure it does, but you don't know when you have it. You can't just. You know what I'm saying? You can't just touch copper and then be immune to it. As soon as you put the trumpet down, you're going to...
All right, just assume you have it and just go out and hug copper for an hour and then...
Yeah, listen to live CDs, throwing copper.
Throwing copper, exactly. It's a good one.
Oh, let's go to Tim in Leesburg.
Who knows?
Tim, what's up, buddy? We're on with the Junkies. How are you?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, hanging in there.
I just had a point to make that just a minute ago you were saying that the vaccine's not going to be out until maybe 9 months, but yesterday they had their first human trial for it, and it was on NBC, and then they said that the vaccine wouldn't be out for at least 18 months
after that,
even if they got approved.
Right,
exactly.
So what's crazy to me is I was at Harris Teeter this morning, and I was talking to the managers, asking them. I wanted to know when the next truck came. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, we usually get it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We get it 3 times a week, he said. But we haven't had a truck come here in five days. It's been 5 days since we've seen a truck. And I said, well, they just said there's plenty of food in the country. He said, yeah, well, they're lying to you because our warehouse is empty. And I just looked at him. I said, empty? And he said, yeah, it's empty. I'm like, okay. Is he BSing me or is he playing with me or is he being dead serious?
I don't because think he's BSing.
That's crazy.
I don't know why he'd BS
right.
you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jason went to four
logic.
Grocery stores to find his turkey.
Yeah, I went to four different Harris Teeters yesterday. Couldn't find what I wanted.
That's the kind of stuff that creates a panic, though, when you hear a story like that and we put it on the air.
But the guy in the meat department said, come tomorrow in the morning. We have a truck coming last night. So I'm hoping that there's some.
Hey,
that's the kind of story that creates it. That's the kind of phone call that creates a panic.
In my house,
we become third world.
In my house, we don't usually stock up on pasta. We just don't eat a lot of pasta.
Oh, now people.
I got a bunch of pasta and I got Rao's.
Well, I started getting the cheap sauce because we're going to be eating a lot of pasta.
That's true.
Why am I spending $9 on sauce?
That's a good point.
You know, they say even in LA, they're eating bread. You know what I mean?
All right. Phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We will hear from Cakes coming up at 9:20 here on The Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We're trying to mix it up today and sprinkle in some NFL news. We talked about the Redskins earlier. Nobody's loving what the Redskins have done except for that one caller who gave them an A because they didn't go out and spend money.
Right.
It's okay if you miss on Austin Hooper.
Well, they tried to go spend money.
Cooper.
What if the offer for Cooper was 125 instead of 100. Then you couldn't say that. So maybe they are willing to spend money. You don't know what the offer was.
Well, we'll see what happens today with the Redskins. But Jeff Darlington is reporting that Tom Brady will leave the Patriots.
Tom Brady says he's no longer a member of the Patriots. Well, I guess that's contractually true.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
But the way that they wrote it was he will leave the Patriots.
Wow.
Well, if you believe the story, Tampa made a legitimate offer for Tom Brady.
And I would think other teams may enter the fray. Like, if I'm the Bears, why would the Bears, you know, you've got Trubisky, right? And they're supposedly maybe interested in Teddy Bridgewater. Why wouldn't they take a swing at Tom Brady? I've never understood the Colts. Why are they fascinated with Phillip Rivers and not Tom Brady? I'd take Tom Brady.
So Schefter's saying.
Well, we talked about that. Frank Reich has a relationship from his days at the Chargers with Rivers.
Here's the ESPN breaking news, the way that they write it there. Tom Brady tweets he will be leaving Patriots.
Yeah, because Brady said on Instagram his football journey will take place elsewhere.
Wow. All right,
so he's gone.
By the way, I win that bet.
Yes,
I don't know if we actually bet it.
Yeah.
You always bet on these guys staying.
No, but remember, I did flip last week.
You flipped, but I'm saying
I flipped late.
Your initial is, they're going to stay. They don't want to taint the legacy.
Well, I don't think he necessarily wanted to go.
They don't care about their dumb legacy.
Well, they may not, but I don't think he necessarily wanted to go. I think the Patriots didn't want to pay him.
Well, Schefter's been saying this for 2 years. Schefter said whenever they had that initial blow up about his trainer and Belichick kicking him off the plane, that Brady wanted to leave. Schefter was the first one who was talking about his house being up on the market and all those things, which a lot of times don't mean anything, but maybe it actually meant something here. Maybe those actually were real signals that he wanted to leave.
Both ESPN and NFL Network both say that Tampa made, quote, an aggressive pitch to Brady.
Well, Michael Lombardi, who we just had on, tweeted 32 seconds ago, Brady must have already decided on his new team.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's Tampa.
And it's going to be, he says it's going to be a fun next 24, 48 hours. I'd argue that it's not going to be that fun, but at least we'll have a distraction.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's Tampa.
If there is an NFL season, which we hope. Tom Brady's not going to be on the Patriots.
It's going to be weird.
It is, but it's not unprecedented.
No,
your boy Joe Montana
not.
Finished with the Chiefs.
All right, but it was still weird at the time.
It definitely was.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be strange watching him in another uni, but it's a great.
A lot of people, and most people consider him the greatest of all time. What if he actually pulled it off and won one in a different uniform?
Well, if he goes I know
Manning did that, but Manning only has two.
Well, Manning also had unbelievable defense.
Now, this is what's interesting. So,
yeah.
I've read that the Bears are going to try and sign or make a trade for Andy Dalton, and they want Dalton to compete with Mitch and probably win the job.
If I'm a Bears fan, that's a dud move if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, I know. But what do you think Belichick is thinking? Do you think he would take a chance on Jameis Winston?
I don't know.
There's no way of the other guys remaining.
I mean, it depends. We don't know what he thinks of Stidham. Maybe he really likes him. Maybe he thinks Stidham is his next Brady. I don't know.
I think, okay, maybe.
What are the other...
But if he wants to win right away, you can't go with Stidham.
What are the other realistic possibilities right now besides Tampa? It's got the money. Who else could it possibly be?
Chargers.
Could be Chargers.
There are other teams.
What's the downside to the Chargers?
I'm not sure there is a downside. Right. I mean,
who are their top receivers?
May leave.
Melvin Gordon. Who are their top threats? He likes that area.
Got Keenan Allen. Yeah.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Did they tag
Beckler,
Hunter Henry?
They've got Henry. They tagged him.
Yeah.
Gordon's a free agent.
How much room do they have? How much salary cap room?
No, I think they would be a player. The Raiders are a player. I'm telling you, there might be a surprise team in Tampa. Like, what if he contacted... I'm just throwing this out hypothetically. What if he contacted the Denver Broncos? You don't think they would get rid of Joe Flacco and Locke?
Drew Locke.
Locke would be on hold. Like teams, I think there are more teams than you would think that would certainly welcome Tom Brady.
There could be, but you just haven't heard that name thrown out there yet.
Well, Rossini said the complete opposite.
What'd she say?
That the market for Tom Brady is dried up, bare. He's creating it himself. That there's really only two
players.
Teams.
Yeah. So it's got to be Tampa. I can't, let's be honest, I can't see Tom Brady living with those hillbillies in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't see it.
Well, remember, she also
living
said.
Living on the water in Tampa is not great?
It's great, but they're surrounded by just hillbillies. I can't see it.
There.
I can't see Giselle living with those hicks in Clearwater. I can't see it.
That are all hanging out at the beach.
It's not plausible.
Have you ever been to Boston?
You act like living in Boston's great.
Boston's racist. Yeah, I had a racist townies. Experience in Boston.
It's 5 degrees. In
I did.
Winter. I know.
Yeah.
But you act like he's going to live there. Like, that's a temporary
But I still
spot
feel like Boston. Maybe you're right.
So he has to keep Hummel's Bar Harbor.
But it has nothing to do with the people around him. It has to do with who wants him.
I think at some point you look at the practicality. Can I live in this community with just Wawa's everywhere?
He only has to live there half the year.
I mean, could Tom Brady live where they're just surrounded by Wawa's?
And 10,000 Dunkin' Donuts, is any better?
The guy's got a $100 million mansion with bowling alleys.
Because there's no Wawa's in Boston.
Right, he's not going to do it in Tampa.
You act like he interacts.
Strip plaza capital of the world.
That's he's the an most, insular yeah. guy anyway.
Bubba the Love Sponge the broadcasted most, from
right.
there.
Right. He's going to live next door to Bubba.
That's an absurd.
Brent.
That's an absurd view.
Hey,
it's
Spice
an
Boy?
Absurd point of view.
He can go to the
My
woods.
Point of view?
Yes. He can go to the woods.
He could go to the woods. Do you know, the woods is surrounded by hillbillies. There's that one little enclave.
I'm sure the Breakers isn't nice.
It is. It's a very exclusive little area.
It doesn't matter. It matters how he feels he can win. Who's playing wide receiver? Who's playing running back? Who's the coach? It has nothing to do with the Wawa's.
You guys are Tampa's like 4 hours from the woods.
I knew right.
Well, JP's saying it. I'm not listening to him. I'm just riffing, and he's interrupting
it's
my riff.
It's on the other side of the state.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they talking about?
Yeah, you're the woods, and Jason's
I didn't say the woods.
Tampa.
Right. Well, JP
that's how far
did.
You guys
okay,
are.
He's an idiot, too.
I said Tampa. I've been to Tampa a billion times. Hooters and Wawa's. Yeah, I just can't see Giselle.
You can't afford to live or go to where he would live.
All right. He'd be in a community of one.
Isn't Naples nice?
Yeah. Marco Island.
Yes, I've been there.
Like
been
Siesta
there.
Key.
Been yeah, all those places.
It's not nice there?
It's nice.
Right.
It is nice.
You're
but,
just
I mean, they're all old.
Because he thought Tom Brady was going to stay.
No, I'm not. I'm not lashing out. I don't care where he goes. It's entertaining to me. It's Maybe more entertaining
go,
than he
you
leaves.
You know what? Maybe he goes to the Chargers. Maybe
I Chargers. Think the Chargers makes more sense. San Diego, he's a West Coast guy.
It's San Diego.
Yeah, or wherever it is now. What is it now?
LA.
What
LA.
Is it now? LA. Or even better, LA.
Right.
LA. It makes sense. That makes more sense to me.
Well, the teams which were in play before the,
if LA
before,
wants them.
Before you heard reports that it was down to two, the Chargers were always in the mix, and the Vegas Raiders were in the mix. Now, Vegas went out and signed Marcus Mariota, but what does that mean?
Yeah, but they're not going to sign Mariota and sign then give Tom gonna. Brady.
I don't think you would.
No, they're not.
No way.
But I'm telling
not.
You, Brady,
they decided. It means they decided.
They would have already signed.
Brady's it means they agent decided.
Calls the team.
It means they already decided. Signs. They've already done their tampering. They spoke. They said it's not going to work. We'll sign Mariota. Loser.
I'm going to bet Tampa just because if you believe what you read, they made the aggressive offer, and it's one of only a couple teams that even fit.
All right. We can take predictions. We've got Cakes
Not
joining us at 9:20.
Not that many people want a 43-year-old guy who threw a pick, an awful pick against the Titans in the playoffs.
How old is he actually?
I think he's 42, but he'll be 43 in
the Are you sure?
Season.
Yeah.
Well, he's at least 42.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Tom Brady says he's leaving the Patriots. That is 20 seasons there.
When's
it's
his
over.
August.
Yeah,
Where do you
by
think
the
he yeah. will land? Yeah. Do you think it's Tampa, or do you think it's going to be another team? We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.